This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved guidelines for impeachment hearings related to President Donald Trump. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, a New York Democrat, says this is an impeachment investigation.
The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat. We are doing so.
But angry Republicans say this is a dog and pony show. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Welcome to Fantasy Island, because we're here.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio scolded his fellow committee members.
Maybe if you were a little less focused on taking people's Second Amendment rights and impeaching the guy they made president, we could actually do what this committee is supposed to do.
Even some Democrats are worrying aloud about an impeachment investigation, one saying it's sucking the air out of all the good stuff that we're doing. Rita Foley, Washington.
Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment hearing proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. A preliminary report has been released on the boat that caught fire and sank in Southern California with 34 people killed. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The National Transportation Safety Board says all six crew members on the Conception were asleep when the fire broke out. Those kind of boats are required to have a crew member keep watch at night. A lawyer for the owner of the boat says a crew member checked on and around the galley area about a half hour before the first Mayday call was transmitted. Five of the six crew members survived. Three of them have been interviewed by the Coast Guard. A salvage crew has raised the Conception. A crane on a barge lifted it to the surface. The boat will be taken ashore to be inspected by investigators. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman announced Thursday it's looking into buying U.S. agricultural goods, such as pork and soybeans, after President Donald Trump said he's postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions, set to begin September 17th.
But it was a big move. People were shocked. I wasn't shocked. But I deal with them, and I know them, and I like them, and I hope we can do something.
The trade talks set to open next month in Washington are the first between the United States and China since July. The House Foreign Affairs Committee has issued a subpoena into the Trump administration's envoy to the U.S. Taliban talks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
Days after President Trump said he canceled negotiations with the Taliban, lawmakers have subpoenaed former Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, demanding that he testify at an open congressional hearing next week. The committee chairman, New York Democrat Elliot Engel, says the Trump administration's keeping the American people and Congress in the dark about these Taliban negotiations aimed at reaching a peace plan and getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Engel says he hasn't been getting answers from the Trump administration, so it's time to hear directly from the point person on Afghanistan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Chinese woman arrested at President Trump's Florida resort has been found guilty of trespassing and lying to the Secret Service. Wei Jingxiang faces up to 6 years in prison when she's sentenced in late November. She showed no emotions as the verdict was read on Wednesday at the end of a two-day trial. The 33-year-old Zhang was arrested at Trump's Mar-a-Lago private golf resort in Palm Beach back in March after approaching a Secret Service agent claiming she was a member of the club and wanting to go to the pool. Although agents could not initially find her name on the membership list, she was eventually allowed inside the club after a club manager thought she was the daughter of a member. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has made a substantial donation for research to the treatment of multiple sclerosis at a center named for her late mother. AP correspondent Charles Teledesma has that story.
The nearly $19 million gift will be used for new facilities at a research center based at the University of Edinburgh and follows an earlier donation Rowling made that started the Anne Rowling Clinic there. The author's mother suffered from the disease and died at the age of 45. Rowling says she's encouraged by the research advances being made and proud that the clinic provides practical, on-the-ground support and care for people with MS. Her Harry Potter books have been a global sensation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.